skip the service.
That on. Well, was that during World War One?
Huh?
Was that World War One?
Yeah, that was World War One. Yeah. Uh-huh. Dad didn't have to go because he had too much of a family. Mm-hmm. Of course, he might have had to go if it lasted long enough, but he didn't have to go at the beginning. Then we had, if you needed to, you could have to eat cornbread for breakfast. But I only picked cornbread. I made cornbread muffins one time. And you know, they're really good for breakfast. Hot yeah. Cornbread muffins, you know, with butter. Oh, they're delicious.
Makes me hungry.
And I made cornbread muffins one time, but we were allowed, then they allowed you so much, you know.
Oh, well, did they go on rations and everything
yeah.
because of the war?
We allowed, I think we got 6 pounds a week. Maybe it was a week. How much? 6 pounds of sugar. I forgot just how that was. But and then we got flour, you know, according to the way they were of us, as many as they were of us, we got a whole 50-pound sack every month.
Mm.
We could get a whole 50-pound sack every
Did
month.
Did you use 50
And I don't know how much meal. I guess just one 25-pound sack, imagine.
Did you use 50 pounds of flour in a month?
Well, I imagine we did, because it took a lot of biscuits for us, a lot of bread. I made bread,
mm-hmm.
made my light bread all the time. And then I forgot how much sugar, but you was allowed so much sugar, but we had plenty. We didn't, a lot of people would swap out with their coffee and their sugar and things to people that had more than they needed. They'd swap coffee or maybe sugar or something for some other something. But we never did have to do that because we had plenty of just came out right.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Well, who was born while you lived at Post?
Well, Gilbert was born there, and he was the only one. And
uh-huh.
and then Bernice was born in Tulia, Texas.
Uh-huh.
We moved up at Tulia, 1921.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 1921. We moved up there in 19 and 21,
Did y'all leave because of bad crops?
Well, partly. Dad said that he sold his property. You know, we sold the property.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted to get away from the cotton patch so the kids would have a chance to go to school. He said as long as they lived in a cotton patch, they never would have no chance to go to school in the early part of school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had to stay in the cotton patch in the fall of the year. So we went to White Deer. But it didn't pan out anything. We just lived our money up and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we went to Tulia and we stayed there a whole year and partially went in, made a little crop there, some maize and things like that, made a feed crop and sent the kids to school while we were there. And then we moved away from there in December. Bernice was born the 6th of August, and then we moved away 24th of December, I believe it was, when we moved. We went by the way of Hollis and visited all the kinfolks there because we didn't know when we'd get back down there. It wasn't out of the way. It was just
across?
Yeah, just across to Hollis and then back up to White Deer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went over there and visited with them for a week.
You went to White Deer after you went to Tulia?
Yeah, we moved to White Deer. That's where we was going, to move to White Deer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just lived up our money and then Dad loaned it out to first one and another and didn't get it back, so we got into a pickle almost. Finally had to go to work on the railroad to make money, make a living.
What did he do on the railroad?
Just to pick and shovel, going up and down the track, fixing tracks. Well, then they worked at other things too, you know. Dad and Herman did, and Herman was 10-year-old, but he was a pretty good size boy at 10 years old. And they worked at most anything they could get anything to do, except, of course, Herman couldn't work on the railroad, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a tough old role. Then we decided after 2 years, let's see, we moved away from there in 1922, I believe it was. Eileen was born.
She wasn't born until 24, was she?
Yeah, 1924, that's right. Because Bernice was born in 1921. Yeah, 1924 is when Eileen was born. And we moved away from there that fall. Uncle Haskell had that St. Olive's husband. He was a school teacher, you know. Mm-hmm. They lived in Petersburg. So he was his brother-in-law. Yeah, it was his brother-in-law. He wanted to some cotton pickers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got after us to come back down there at Rawls. That was at Rawls. Come back to Rawls, and of course we'd never been there. But we went down to Rawls then from Tulia, I mean from White Deer. Went down there and got in the cotton patch again. Oh my, we just been everything. And I'm telling you, if they worked hard too, but I don't know. Daddy, he wasn't too good a manager, I don't think. You know, he was too free with his money to loan this guy or that guy or somebody else. Some old guy, I guess they found out that Dad was that way, and some old guy hit him up for a $10 bill, you know, one day, and he finally had to just give it to him to get away from him. He said he'd give him $10, send him on his way. That's the way it was. Dad, he was too free with his money. He just helped everybody that he could help, and then even though he would maybe intended to get it back, but he never did get it back.
Yeah. So Mama was born at Rawls?
No, she was born at Tulia.
Mom?
No, Bernice was born at Tulia.
Mother was born
at White Deer.
Memphis.
1924.
She told me she was born in Memphis.
Well, Memphis. We was close to Memphis. That was right. Yeah, that's right. We were close. Where was Memphis? Yeah, Memphis, Texas.
But she grew up.
What we did, we had to get out on the farm from White Deer. We had to get away from there in order to get back to the cotton patch. So we were picking cotton for our family out there close to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, we went on down south, and we heard from Aunt Ollie and Uncle Haskell, and they wanted us to come. He wanted us to come down there and work for his brother-in-law. So we went down there, and then to top all that off, well, it really wasn't his brother-in-law, but it was kin to him. Mr. Birdwell was his name, and he said he told us when he rented it. Property when Bud rented, Dad rented it from him, he said, I'll rent to you with the exceptions of I might have a right to sell it if I can get a buyer. Said I'm wanting to sell it. Well, in fact, he sold it, and then we had to move again. I'm telling you, we done our part of the moving.
We did.
And then we moved from there, you know, and then we moved on the other side. Then we was right close to Ross, 3 miles out of town. Then we moved from there, we moved 5 miles out south of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so the man that bought the property, they wasn't pushing us or in a hurry, but Dad is one of these kind. When he knows he's got to do something, he don't make no difference what happens, he's going to do it. So I told him, I said, why don't we just go over there at that house, because I didn't know what it was like, and go over there at that house and clean it up and take the wash pot over there and build a fire and heat the water and scrub the floors before we go in.
Mm-hmm.
And no, we got to move. We're going to move tomorrow. So we moved. And you know what kind of a shape we found the house in?
Mm-mm.
It was one of those boxed houses with strips on the wall on the outside, you know, and some of those strips were off, and some of the rooms was half full of sand. We had to get the hole to pull the sand out of the house. Two rooms were new, pretty new, and they weren't much in them, but they were bad, of course. And so we had to clean all that out. Then it set in bad, because that was in December. It set in bad, and I didn't get to scrub and clean until for 2 whole weeks after we moved. And the kitchen, the dining room, of course, we cleaned as best we could, but we didn't get to scrub with water. And, you know, we scrubs in.
Uh-huh.
And all around where the, they had a linoleum on the dining room, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it wore out, and you know how it'll stick, some of it'll stick here, nails holding it down. And,
uh-huh.
And we had to just take the hole and scrape some of it. It was so dirty around those pieces of linoleum that was on there. Otis helped me. Otis was really good to help. Well, all the boys was good to help. It seemed like he's just handier than the rest of them.
Well, that's good.
He liked to do it. Just one reason. The rest of them, Harold and Viola, Harold and Denzel, they'd get away out if they could get out of it if they could. But Otis didn't mind. He liked to pitch right in and help. He was good. And used to, the boys would do the dishes for me, you know. We finally got the old house cleaned up, built two new rooms on it, mm-hmm. and it was a nice-looking house. We put the drop siding on every bit of throughout the whole outsides,
mm-hmm.
and the storm paper in between, you know, and it made a nice home out of it. It had two rooms going north and east, north and west,
north and south,
like this. And it had the other two, the old rooms were going this way.
Kind of T-shaped?
Kind of made an L, you know, back.
Oh, an L shape.
Yeah, and then we built two new rooms on then, on the back.
So
we had two going at the back, you know, we built in a new kitchen.
So he made a T-shaped?
Yeah, made kind of like a T-shape, I guess.
Uh-huh.
We made, we had brand new rooms. Those two news were new. Of course, those others were nice, and they had nice floors on them. And they were, then we all, also we put on what they call baseboard, some kind of a board. And it was real stout, was real good material. And then you stripped it, you know,
mm-hmm.
you stripped it, and it made a real pretty room on the dining room and on the living room. We fixed mm-hmm. that on. That was before we built the two new kitchens on. I mean, the two new rooms. We did lots of work on that house there.
My goodness.
And then we had to shingle it. One had a hailstorm, you know, and we had to put new shingles all over the whole mm-hmm. top.
Well, you were in Memphis before this. How long did you stay in Memphis?
Well, we just stayed at Memphis that fall until we got down there and made that deal with Haskell to come down to pull that guy's cotton.
Uh-huh.
We weren't there from... Well, we went down the fall before when Eileen was a tiny baby.
Mm-hmm.
We moved down there and pulled that man's cotton for him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of their names now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed through the winter and through the spring, and then we moved that next fall, you know, down. Haskell wanted us to come down. He knew we wasn't doing anything. We weren't making a crop for it. We had no tools nor stock of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad just had to work. He could find in town, you know.
Yeah. Well, who all was born while you lived at Rawls?
Let's see. Well, I guess Gilbert would be the only one. But I said he was at Post, but we got the doctor from Post, but it was Rawls, really.
Was
Rawls was the closest, our shopping center.
But wasn't Gilbert born before Bernice? He's older than Bernice, isn't he?
Yes, Gilbert's older than me.
And
yeah, Gilbert was born, and then Bernice then was born in Tulio. Yeah.
Uh-huh, and then Mom. And Mabel was born while you were at Rawls?
Yeah, right at Rawls, and so was Bud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where were you living when Burl came along?
Well, Burl was born after Eileen, you know,
uh-huh.
after Eileen. And he was born at, was he born? Yes, he must have been born at Rawls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Eileen was 9 months old when we moved to Rawls from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Eileen was 9 months old. Yeah, I remember that.
You had your handful.
Oh, my. I get to thinking sometimes of all the things that I did in one day. I can't see how in the world I ever did it.
Oh.
Oh, my. Of all the things that I had to do. I could just look back and see, how in the world did I ever do all of that in one day?
What all did you do?
Well, the first thing you did in the morning, if you had a little baby,
uh-huh.
well, you try to get, we got up at 5, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd get the breakfast over with before the baby woke up. And then if he or she, whichever it was to wake up before I got my dishes washed, well, if it was in the fall of the year and I had to get the school kids off, but in the next thing would be to do to get them off to school.
What all did you fix for breakfast usually?
Well, I made biscuits every morning. Except the mornings I baked my bread. Dad would eat fresh light bread one morning, but he didn't like light bread. But he would eat it the next morning after I first baked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I baked biscuits every morning. I was about 30, I imagine, because I had pans that held 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fried meat and made gravy, fried eggs if we had eggs. Some years we had plenty of eggs, some years we didn't have. Some during seasons, you know. And then I have even fixed chicken and fried it for breakfast. Fried potatoes lots of times for breakfast. And you can fix a lot of things.
Yeah.
Everybody liked syrup at that time. We had plenty of butter. We made our own butter, you know. We had plenty of butter and milk, and so we had syrup. We'd have different brands of syrup to have to eat, sorghum and whatever they wanted. But sometimes I'd cook oats. They didn't care for oats much, so I didn't fix oats very much. Sometimes I'd fix tapioca, but we didn't care for the tapioca too much either. Yeah. Well, you can always fix a good farm breakfast.
Yeah.
With just gravy and eggs and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And biscuits. And butter, you know, plenty of butter with hot biscuits.
Well, so you fix breakfast and try to get it done before your baby woke up?
Yeah, I'd try to get over the breakfast before the baby woke up. But usually I would, and I'd get the kids off to school if it's school time. And then if it wasn't, well, then I'd go ahead and clear up the table, you know, and that's after the kids got big enough to do something else.
Uh-huh.
And they helped me, though, as long as they were young enough to, before they got old enough to have to go to the field.
Mm-hmm.
They'd always help clear up the table and everything. And then I'd have to take the baby up when he woke up, and I always let him nurse, or else, if he could wait till I could give him a bath and clean him up, I wouldn't let him nurse until after he was cleaned up. Then he'd go right back to sleep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I could put him back on the bed then. He'd sleep till 10 o'clock. So by that time, it's time to start dinner.
Mm-hmm. So what would you fix for dinner?
Well, I usually, we had beans, you know. We had dried beans. We had butter beans, and we had they was kind of a bean that was called a 1001 bean. It's a tiny little white bean, much smaller than the small navies.
Really?
And they had such a good flavor. I wish we could have kept the seed of them. I was telling her the other day, I wish we could still find some seeds. They were so good. And then we had pintos, we had black-eyed peas, and then I had canned stuff, you know, canned black-eyed peas and stuff like that, and cabbage, and there's just so much to do. Oh, my, I don't see how I ever did it. And of course, when the gardening time come, well, you went to the garden. And Papa, he always thought that the garden wouldn't be done if I wasn't out there with them doing it. There was plenty to do it without me being out in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But we got it done, and he always seen that it was, we planted it, we always planted it together, you know, helped plant it. It's not so much work after you once get it up.
Yeah.
Get it planted, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it comes up about time the weeds do. And then you got to get out there and get the weeds out. Well, and then during the time when you set the incubator, then I'd have the incubator to see to, you see.
Oh,
and I'd go down, and we kept it in the cellar because you'd keep even heat in the cellar better than you could. Well, we didn't have another place to keep it, don't have, unless it would have been in the house. I didn't want it in the house.
I don't imagine.
And so I'd go down there, and each morning you had to each morning you had to roll the eggs, you know, turn them over, and then you had to let them air for 15 minutes. then you could go ahead and put them back in. You just pulled out the tray and it just mm-hmm. rolled them over in the tray. And then on the 14th day then, you had to candle them. It's called candling. And you had to hold them up like this
mm-hmm.
and see what ones has got a little chicken in and what hasn't. And all them that don't have, you take out. And you just put the ones in that has the little chickens in it. And then I don't remember whether you still can't roll them after that or not, but I don't think you roll them after that. I think they've got enough move within them till they can move their own shell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they hatch the 21st day, so that would just be a week, you know, 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had that to do.
And how many eggs did y'all try to hatch?
How many? Well, I had 109 one time. That's the most I ever had.
How many did you get out of that?
Well, I don't really know how many I got out of it. You know, the actual got prime size.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know, but I'd get quite a few. But sometimes, you know, they'd be crippled ones in the bunch, and they're no good. But I'd keep them and just let them live as long as they would, you know. But... Well, I did that. I did lots of things. And at night I'd get to thinking, well, I think that maybe you get, see, long about the last when the little chickens gets big in the shell, as the temperature runs up, you know, you have to watch the thermometer, because if they get too hot, they burn up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd get to worrying in the night, and I couldn't go back to sleep till I got up and see about that incubator. And I'd get up and go down the cellar. See if that incubator was all right. It'd be fine. So I'd go back then. I could go to sleep again.
Mm-hmm.
And I hardly ever got to bed till 11 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Hardly ever got to bed. I didn't think I ever did get to bed for 11 because it's always something to do, you know.
Yeah. So you think dinner and have dinner for... How many would you have for dinner?
Well, I had all my kids.
If they weren't in school.
We didn't hire any help.
If they weren't in school.
It's just our own family. Then I had, then another thing, we had to go to the well house and carry water.
Oh.
I could just look back and think, well, why in the world didn't we take two buckets and get two buckets of water at one time? We'd go out there, get one bucket of water and go back, and one bucket of water wouldn't more than wash the dishes.
Oh, yeah. Well, when did you get your first house with running water?
Oh, I guess that's after we moved to town.
Tamarell?
Well, I'll take that back to that new home, that home down on the post land. Of course, we moved away from that.
Uh-huh.
But they had it in the kitchen there, uh-huh. the water, and they had a sink in the kitchen
and
a water pipe from the well, but it was just the cool water from the well.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no heat or anything.
Uh-huh.
Then we had just a little cesspool outside the kitchen, you know, just
uh-huh.
Opened up cesspool, you could put your dishwater through it, or you.
Oh.
We always just save the dishwater and put it in the slop bucket with the pigs, you know, and put the milk and everything.
They didn't mind.
Yeah, no, they didn't mind. That makes them fat.
I remember that dishwater makes pigs fat.
Yeah, they like that soap.
They do?
They just eat lye soap up, and they'll just gobble it all up if they could get a hold of it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And.
So, Mamaw, where'd you get your names for all your kids?
Oh, I just thought them up. Well, I got Gilbert's name out of there was a Gilbert dry goods store or implement store or something at Fort Worth. We was taking to Fort Worth Star Telegram, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I thought Gilbert would be a good name.
What's his middle name?
Huh?
Does he have a middle name?
No, Gilbert don't have a middle name. Lynn didn't have a middle name.
Mom
Harold don't either. Have a middle name. Mama wanted me to name Harold Quanah, but I didn't want Quanah.
Really?
No.
Where'd you come up with Herman?
Well, Herman, we were keeping the school teacher for a while that fall.
Mm-hmm.
He finished up the school with... See, he started out the school with Grandma and Grandpa, but when they moved to Burt Burnett, well, that left us to take care of him till spring.
Uh-huh.
So we kept him till spring, till school was out. And he was he named Herman. He said Herman Haskell or Sherman Herman. See, Vice President at that time was named Sherman. His given name was. I forgot who his last one was. I don't know who the president was. And anyhow, so I thought, well, Herman Haskell, Haskell was his name, you know. Uncle Haskell. So we named him for him.
Herman Haskell?
Herman Haskell Jackson. And then Denzel, I knew a guy that I liked pretty good, you know, and I just named Denzel after him. I thought Denzel was a pretty name.
That's not bad.
Lloyd Denzel.
That's nice.
And then Harold was just Harold. But he was about 7 years old before we were named him.
What did you call him till then?
Well, Bixie Baby. And we didn't bob. He wore his hair bobbed just like this, you know, until he was 7 years old.
Right next to his ear.
When he started school, we cut his hair. Papa cut his hair.
I guess you had to give him a name when he started to school. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I liked Harold, but I just couldn't get settled on it, you know. I thought Harold was a pretty name. And then Otis. I forgot how Otis. I think I seen Otis at the Fort Worth Star Telegram, and I liked it. Then his name is Elton. Elton Otis. And Lynn.
Where'd you get Elton?
Elton, I don't know where that Elton come from.
That's nice though, Elton Otis.
And then I got Lynn's was from Lynn County. You know.
He wasn't born in Lynn County, was he?
I thought that was a pretty name, Lynn, you know, so I just named him Lynn. And he didn't have a double name either.
Where'd you come up with
And Gilbert, like I said, I told you about
Gilbert Dragon.
Yeah, Gilbert was from either that was a dragon implement store or dragon store, I forgot which. They had big headline, no, Gilbert something. And I thought, that sounds like that'd be good for a name.
Well, where'd you get Bernice's name?
Dad wouldn't help me name them.
He wouldn't?
He said, you have to name the boys, I'll name the girls.
Well, where'd he come up with Bernice?
Well, he didn't. Well, there was a little girl down the street from us, at Mr. and Ms. Hudman. They had a real cute little girl. Her name was Bernice. And Dad wanted to name Bernice after her.
Does she have a double name?
No, Bernice just only has Bernice. And
Mabel?
Mabel, I named Mabel after the doctor's wife and Aunt Ollie. Aunt Ollie's name was Ollie May. It should be spelled M-A-E, but I always spelled M-A-Y, but that's not right. It's M-A-E is what it should be.
So what's her full name?
Huh?
What's Mabel's full name?
Mabel May Dykus.
Mabel May.
Dykus is her last name.
Where'd you come up with Eileen?
Well, I read about Eileen in a book or a paper or something. And this girl's name was, the way she spelled her name was L-L-E-N-E. And I don't know whether I pronounced it right or not. But that sounds so good. And she is a foreign girl. And she was so elegant and everything, you know. I just thought, well, that sounds like a good name. But I never did use L-L-E-N-E. I just put E-L-E-N-E. But that's the way it was spelled, L-L-E-N-E. Elena, I guess, baby.
Meant Norwegian or something, because they use a lot of double L's.
Well, Elaine, you know, a lot of people say Elaine, but that wasn't Elaine's name at all, because I just found Elaine's name, and I just named her that myself.
No, it's the Welsh people, the people from Wales.
Yeah, I think
they use a lot of double L's in the first of their names.
Yeah.
And where'd you come up with Burl and Bud?
Well, Burl, let's see, where did I get Burl? I didn't know. I think he was a boyfriend. I mean, a little boy when I first started out school. His name was Burl. Oh, I can't think of his last name. Then I thought, well, Burl is a pretty name. I'll just use that. But he didn't have a double name.
And you named Bud after...
And Bud's name for Papa, you know,
yeah,
James Andrew Jackson. Well, I wanted to name Herman James Andrew. No, nothing to do it. So I just went ahead and named Bud without asking. I told the doctor, I said, the doctor says you have to put it down right now. So I...